All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Monday. Everybody's present and accounted for, which means that Nick, wearing his hunting orange and camouflage, made it through the Rover Oaks of log cabining. Barry is back and present. I am here, and that means The Usual Suspects are here for you. We're here till 4, so hopefully you'll fasten your seatbelts and enjoy the ride. Fellas, what's up?
What's up? What's up? What's going down?
That's what I was going
to
ask you.
Yeah, we need to know. I mean, was gramping okay?
It was fun.
My first question.
Okay.
Since I asked it to you already, but I still want to know. I didn't know Egyptians could tan.
I got a lot of sun.
You did?
A lot of sun.
You're now black.
So you were playing dominoes and bingo outside?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a kayaking, hiking.
What? You went kayaking? Wow.
Yeah.
You're a wild man.
With 2 70-year-olds?
No, they did not join us in the kayaking.
Oh.
That was probably a smart move.
Yep.
They didn't join us in the hiking either, but like the lake swimming and stuff like that, they took part.
Nice.
So it was fun, man. I haven't gotten this much sun in forever. I did use a lot of sunscreen, but obviously, you're going to get fried when you're in the sun that long. But it's fun, man.
That surprises me though. So, I mean, did you burn a lot or was it just, you just got tan?
There was a few
burnt.
My neck felt like it was on the verge of being burnt, but it never happened.
See,
but I feel like my head is burned, honestly.
You don't understand the problems that white people have.
It's not as bad. Yeah.
My wife, Hispanic, no problem. She'll be out in the sun all day in the yard. If I did that, and like I forget to put on the suntan lotion or sunscreen or whatever, I'm just a lobster when I get back. Her, she's just a little darker. It's disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, sun for me is not that big of an issue, man. I wasn't worried about that. I was more worried about some of the, you know, the family drama, getting to the cabin, all that other crap.
So you didn't have to stay in a tent, though?
No. No, they had that available. People were staying in tents. We weren't.
I feel like you should have taken a tent and slept in it and let the 70-year-olds, your mom, and who else was it? It was
me, my sister, her spouse, their family, the
so
kids.
A lot of people.
There was probably 11
yeah,
or 12
see,
of us.
You should have stayed in a tent.
No.
Just to show them what a man you are.
I was just surprised we were able to transport the kayaks safely. I'm following them, and all of a sudden, like, this is on I-10. This is like 15 minutes.
Wait, you brought your own?
Yeah, we have kayaks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're driving, and 15 minutes into the trip, and this is my sister's little Kia Rondo. I don't know if anybody knows what that vehicle is.
I have no idea what that is.
These two kayaks literally just tilt while she's going like 75 miles an hour. And then the stick, like the crossbar, is slowly like...
Oh, no.
Oh, man. And you're behind her?
Yeah. So I immediately call her and I'm like, all right, Heidi, you need to pull over like right now. Like right this second before you murder somebody with the kayaks on top of your car. So we pull over and I see what looks to be like a PCV pipe, like a white pipe.
Uh-huh.
But then when I look closely, it's like a wooden pipe that's painted white. So I'm asking Ernest, which is my sister's spouse. I'm like, this is the crossbar that you use for the kayaks? He's like, no, that's the curtain rod from our old apartment. Yeah. Old apartment that they lived in like 6 to 8 months ago. Oh, I'm like, you're using a curtain rod?
Oh, man.
He homemade a crossbar, and then he got these restraints, and these kayaks are just shaking left and right. 75 miles an hour. I'm like, this is a disaster. And that was
Did
the first
have,
thing
like,
that aggravated
bungee
me.
Bungee cords, anything so that you could secure them?
And I told them I was going to tease them about this because that was the most ghettofied restraint
it
I've ever
ghetto.
Seen in my entire life. He forgot to get the crossbar, so he ghettofied one with a curtain rod. Unbelievable.
It sounds ghetto.
Yeah.
Because curtain rods are notoriously warped and not sturdy.
Yeah.
Pressurized, though, right?
But back round trip, they made it with that curtain rod.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pressurized with the springies on the end?
No, the wood ones.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So did anything like fun or exciting happen on the trip?
The lake was cool. Jumping off rocks, like really high, like that's super scary but super fun because it's at your own risk and there's rocks and one of our family members, Kevin, got up there and he was like so hesitant. Like when you get up there, you don't realize how high you are.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a whole bunch of people just watching. And he was just so hesitant. So I was like, Kevin, jump, Kevin. Everybody, his name is Kevin. So everybody starts, chanting his name. One like hick in the corner was like, jump off the rock, dadgummit. Come on, Kevin. Like it was so funny. So we had a great time, man. I would totally go back and do that all over again.
Did y'all see that story, by the way? Of those kids that were in high school that went up on the bridge in between like Oregon and Washington. And it's like Nick's talking about. It's up there and it's not supposed to be legal, but kids jump off the bridge into the water all the time. And the two girls are like really good friends. And the girl in front's kind of going, well, I don't know if I want to jump. And out of nowhere from behind, her friend just slaps her in the shoulder blade.
I saw that, pushed her.
Yeah. So now she's suing. She's like, and then they go, well, aren't you guys good friends? She goes, we were. She goes, after she pushed me, we're not anymore. And because I guess she had cracked ribs and a punctured lung and everything like that. Because, if you hit from that high up and you don't hit the right way, it's like hitting concrete.
Yep.
But they were like, well, what do you want to see happen to your friend? And she goes, oh, I'd like to see her do some time so she could think about what she did.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, this is serious. And they're like, yeah, the girl who pushed her is facing like a year.
That's crazy. But
it's a bit much.
I get it. I mean, she was trying to, she wasn't thinking if I push her off. And a lot of people don't know you can't, if you hit water from that high up, it's going to hurt. But
and I think it's, time I was listening to the story, I'm thinking, yeah, that's too much to try and like press charges. But when you look at the replay, she didn't exactly just, if I walked up behind Barry and I just kind of nudged you
or
just,
she
flat out like a pass blocker went boom and extended the arms and this kid. The girl's neck snapped back and she was heading down. It's like, turning back now.
Did you see Ndamukong Suh tackle Deshaun Watson on Saturday? It was like that. it was because he shoved him down when he throws the ball. It was all arms. I mean, it wasn't a vicious tackle, but yeah, I told you that, dude. But it wasn't dirty.
It wasn't dirty, but he's going to be hyper physical.
And it could have been worse. Yeah. He could have landed on top of him and drove him into the ground, but he just shoved him. But it was like that. It was a pretty violent shove. Nothing else? Nothing?
Rober Oaks turned out okay. Dog was fine.
Perfectly fine. Was actually not as expensive as I thought, so that made me feel a lot better.
That helps.
You had some peanut butter left over from the trip?
Shut your face. she seemed fine. They showed me some videos and stuff like that, and I seemed a lot more comfortable about the place, so I'm cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, good, man. It was good to get some time off and get away.
How did the Friday show go? What did y'all do before the weekend?
Amazing.
Barry broke his phone and blamed me and Fred.
No. I was absent. You broke your phone?
No. Yeah. Someone else broke my phone.
Who was that?
I don't know.
You're like a Gal Media member?
So I have my phone with me. It's fine. It's been fine. I get to Prime Social. Phone's fine. About 2 hours into the show, I go to pee. I come back, I sit down, I go to pick up my phone, screen is just cracked. There's a big chip on the side.
That was definitely
Joel. There was a big chip on the side.
Is he blaming you for this?
Oh, yeah.
It was either him or Fred, one of the two.
And you know what I said?
Because there was no one else at the table.
There's a camera right above us.
Oh, exactly.
I challenge you, go back and look at the tape.
It was either Fred or Joel.
Have you gotten a response from Fred?
He said he didn't do it.
Okay.
Joel said Barry was done with it, but then he's coming back at me with it several times.
Hopefully you got some insurance. You got some insurance?
Oh, no, we got a new phone.
I already got a new phone.
He's balling like that.
I went and got the Galaxy S9 Plus.
Oh, so you're bad now. You a bad man.
For 30 months, $30 a month, $900.
Ouch.
God damn, phones are ridiculous.
Yeah, you might want to learn how to double-click yourself.
What? What are you talking about?
You just GD'd the price of the phone.
Sorry. I got it. I got it taken care of, and that's it. I'm not gonna press charges.
I told him.
Joel
I challenged him. Go to the phone. I mean, go to the camera.
I wanted to
go
press charges and for destruction of property, but I decided not.
And then Fred was even telling him right around the corner from the station, right by your favorite Greek restaurant. that right next door. $70 you get a new screen.
Not doing it.
So AJ was in the poker tournament. He was doing really well, so he was going to stay. So Barry Barry takes the fill in, and he's going to get paid for an extra hour, so we can pay for that'll pay for the. He even says that'll pay for the new screen. But then, no, just to stick it at me one more time, he brings in the new phone. Like, yeah, I got a new phone because he...
I can see him doing that for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, what can I say? I'm balling out of control over here. It's the life I live. It's the life I live with no kids.
Well, I got a kid, by the way, turned 3 yesterday, so happy birthday, Taylor.
Yes.
Yeah, she had a birthday yesterday, so yesterday? We had a full day
yesterday.
Her,
it is...
Her official birthday yesterday.
That's my dad's birthday.
Is that right?
26th.
Wow.
Look at that.
It was my grandma's birthday,
we
too.
We are
so
bonded
very cool.
forever.
Yeah. Yeah, thank God it wasn't today.
Yeah.
Because today's AJ's birthday.
What did y'all do?
Today's AJ's birthday. Happy birthday, AJ. 1 year anniversary of Hurricane Harvey today.
Yeah, I saw a lot of posts on that.
Mm-hmm.
We, Grandma flew in. She's in for the week, and that makes Taylor very happy. So we had a little mini party, and she had cake and everything like that. We got her first bed. So nice.
She's been sleeping on the floor this whole time?
No, but we had to get her out of the crib. So we got her her first twin bed. So she's all fired up about that. She's got a bed. I had maybe we'll play the audio at some point. I have the audio. We start singing happy birthday to her, and she's so obsessed by blowing out candles that everybody starts singing happy birthday. And we're like, happy birthday. She goes, no. Where's the candles? Nope. Not till there's candles. She nice. Wouldn't blow them out until she had candles. Then she blew them out 6 times. We had to keep lighting them so she could keep blowing them
really?
Out. Yeah.
No, you ruined it. It's just gotta be one and done. That's it.
My wife's a pushover with that.
Oh, really?
Kid. Yeah. And then today was her dentist's office, her first ever visit to the dentist. And we practiced all weekend. What are you going to do with the? I'm going to see the dentist. What are you going to do when you see the dentist? We get to the dentist's office. We're in the lobby. It's me, Lisa's mom, and Taylor. And I go, ready for the dentist? She goes, no, I'm not. And I looked at him and I go, oh, she's going to be. And I go, so you're going to open up and say ah for the dentist? She goes, no, I won't.
Oh.
And I'm like, great. So we walk in and Dr. O'Brien is the Rockets dentist, the Texans dentist, U of H dentist, everything. And I'm just like, okay, she's got to stay cool here, all right? She's got to be he's doing this as a favor to us because she's had a toothache. She comes in guns blazing. I look to my left, Ed Oliver. I look to my right, Marcus Canby. I'm like, we got to keep her. So Lisa sits in the chair first, puts her in her lap. We're like, we're going to take care of this. She's going to be fine. I had to hold her feet. Lisa had to hold her arms. And then she leans forward and bites Lisa's wrist and just locks on. And so I'm like, Taylor, knock it off. We get her to stop. And what does she do? Top of her lungs just starts wailing. No, I won't. And I'm like,
wow.
All right, you're done. You are absolutely
that's hilarious.
Done. And I'm like, oh God. And thankfully Marcus Canby has kids. He's laughing. And Ed Oliver looks like he's irate at the world. Like he was trying to take a nap in the chair. And I'm just going, we got to get out of here. This is...
That's crazy.
Brutal. But she got through it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So, all right. We're just getting started. Rolling with the show. HRP listeners line is open now, but it won't be for long because we take texts, we take calls, and of course, you can reach us via Twitter. Phone number 713-780-3776 where you can call and text. Of course, you can reach us at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K.
Yeah, hey, listen, I want to tell you guys about Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. I was looking at my Instagram, and dude, I'm telling you, if you're not, first of all, go to Instagram, go to CNI713, give them a follow, and just look at some of the food that they have available that they serve every single day out there in Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. You're going to, when you see it, you're going to be like, yeah, I need to try it. But I'm telling you, it is as delicious as it looks on their Instagram page. They just posted a link to a review that they got on Yelp where the guy just raves about the butter chicken, which your boy Barry's been telling you about. The chicken fried steak, your boy's been telling you about that as well. The samosas, which is something that Nick and I and Joel always get when we get there. So follow them on Instagram, CNI713. But make sure you get out there. They're located at 1901 Taft in Midtown. The food is ridiculously good. All of it's good. I haven't eaten anything at Cowboys and Indians that I haven't liked yet, and that's the God's honest truth. And what I like about it is the menu is really diverse. You can get chicken fried steak one day. You can get butter chicken the next day or chicken curry. And then the next day you can get something healthy like grilled chicken with green beans and rice. So many different options for you. They have desserts. They have starters like the non quesadillas, which is another thing we always get when we show up. Haas knows immediately when we walk through the door. an order of the non-quesadillas, an order of the veggie samosas. We're good to go until it's time for the main course. And if you mention you listen to The Usual Suspects, they'll give you 20% off those non-quesadillas. So make sure you do that. Also, don't forget, full-service bar, TVs to watch the games, trivia night on Wednesday, and if you want to get the one of the best burgers in the city, the Himalayan Heat Burger, you want to get that delivered to the house, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub will deliver Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen to your doorstep. It's great. You're going to love it. Make sure you get out there. 1901 Taft in Midtown. CNI713 on Instagram and Facebook. Make sure you take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back just getting started on the show. You know how we do it. We break the ice, we skate around a little bit, then we get down to sports and other things. But we do appreciate you being along for the ride. Fast on your seatbelts, and away we go. Nick, Barry, Joel on a Monday. We covered Nick's camping.
I got bad news, fellas.
Uh-oh.
First of all, rest in peace, Senator John McCain.
Amen to that.
Not to be confused with John McCain. Was it John? I saw people trying to be funny on Facebook, posting pictures of Bruce Willis from Die Hard, which is, was it John McClane on
McClane,
Die Hard?
I believe. Yeah, he definitely was John.
Okay, yeah, it's John McClane, but people were posting pictures like, rest in peace. And then, of course, some people were like, oh my God, Bruce Willis died? No, it was Senator John McCain. Also, rest in peace to DJ Ready Red, former ghetto boy, passed away from a heart attack. So,
how old?
54, 56, something like that.
Yeah, way too young.
Really young. Yeah, yeah, way too young. Also, I found out something this weekend that shook me to my core.
Oof.
I was on my Facebook page just perusing, and then I happened to pop into my neighborhood Facebook page.
Okay.
And you know how, do people in your neighborhood sell stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Anything, right? Like
anything.
Now, do they also do the, I'll just leave it at the end of the driveway, whoever wants to come get it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm just minding my own business, perusing through, and I see for sale, chest of drawers. And I was like, what a dumbass.
Oh, I know you're going with this.
Everybody knows it's chest of drawers. It's not. And my whole life, I've been saying chest of drawers, and it's chest of drawers. I'm shook. My whole life is a lie.
I know what you feel. I know what you feel. I totally know what you feel.
Did you think it was chest of drawers?
No, I.
You knew it was chest of drawers.
I probably did. Couldn't tell you, honestly. But like,
how
I've done right right off the back. It's supposed to be right off the bat. I didn't know that.
What'd you say? Right off the back?
Yeah. For years, I said that.
See?
Until like 10 years ago when I finally realized.
But I would be like, hey, do you want me to put these in your chest of drawers? And no one ever bothered to go, are you saying Chester? No one. No one. Now, remember, I used to think it was a mute point and everyone was saying it wrong. Yeah. I was like, these people don't know how to pronounce mute.
You guys are just dumb.
They're just saying moot. Like, they don't know how. It's like... Like when people do the Bermuda.
Bermuda grass. Yeah,
yeah, it's mute, not moot. Then I learned that. yeah.
It's a sorry feeling.
I like that, though, right off the back.
Yeah.
I feel better now.
I'm, you know.
Because I was like, holy bleep, it's not, it's chest of drawers. And then I was like, that makes total sense, too.
Of course it does.
A chest of drawers. It shook me, though. Shook me to my core.
So when you went
and picked... I'm 44 years old.
When you went and picked up the dresser, did you...
I just say dresser. I don't say chest of drawers. I would say dresser, but I always knew it as a chest of drawers. Nope.
I would never call it that. That's probably why I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never either. It's always just a dresser.
What do you got?
I'm mixing coffee, and somehow I had some nuggets that I didn't put in there.
What is that?
Ooh.
I don't know if that's like clumped up creamer.
Where'd you get that from?
It looks
kitchen?
Like snot.
Oh, okay.
Cinnamon.
Oh, God. Don't.
Man, it's been one of those days. No coffee. Mother-in-law's in town.
Oh, that's always.
Lost the keys to the rental car that I'm still driving.
Do you think your mother-in-law listens to this show?
She's with Lisa now and the baby. I don't know.
Do you think that they're driving around listening to you?
Well, we were at the dentist, and then they had to drive back while I had to come here.
Mm. So if we talk mess about the mother-in-law, you'll get in trouble.
No, no, because there's nothing, no mess to talk about.
There you go. That's super smart.
It just freaks me out because I didn't have coffee till about half hour ago and lost the rental car keys, and we had to take two cars so that I could go to work. Never lose the keys, ever. And then it's like I dumped out my entire backpack. I'm looking in the car. I'm looking in the house. And then, you know, and then I get the look of from Lisa, you dumbass. Like, how do you lose your key? And then and then my mother-in-law is like going through my laundry and everything, like my clean laundry and everything, checking the pockets. I'm like, why today? Why now? This never happens. And lo and behold, I found them, thank God, because I'd have looked even worse if I didn't. But I found them. They slipped out of my gym short pockets and got stuck in the cushion of the chair in our living room. And I'm going,
it's always in the most obvious place.
Yeah.
It's looking right at you sometimes.
But I'm sweating bullets. I'm literally sweating like I just ran 3 miles. Just looking all over, going, I know we got to be at the dentist's office at a certain time. And Lisa's like, well, I mean, you can just take my car and we can reschedule this appointment if we have to. I'm like, no, no, we're not doing that.
Rub it in.
Dust off that old fanny pack you have in the attic and you'll never have a problem. You can just keep your keys right there in the fanny pack.
I know they're coming back. But
I saw a guy. I went to the Galleria today because I got here early. I almost took a picture of myself in front of Forever 21 just for you. I did have a plethora of shirts at Abercrombie that I didn't. I tried them on. I did like the denim.
You're embarrassing yourself.
I did like the denim button up, but it wasn't on sale, so I said no. But they had a really nice denim button up I was going to get. I forgot where I was going with this.
Hey, how'd your burlesque show go the other night?
Oh, stellar.
Yeah?
It went real well.
I saw a lot of people after we got off the air were fired up about it, and you had given shout outs, but your tweet didn't make any sense that you wrote. And then
what did I write?
You tried to write that I mentioned it on the air or something like that.
Oh, but I was probably driving.
Yeah, it testing. Was not even close.
No,
no. And I was laughing. I was like, oh, he definitely should have this come up, but too bad we don't have a show tomorrow.
It went well. In fact, somebody that liked it, I guess they went home and told their parents or somebody, their family member about the show. And then they hit me up. They want me to do a corporate gig for them in December. So,
sweet.
Yeah. It always good when it goes well.
It's always good when you go well. Yeah. When one thing leads to another gig. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. Awesome. So that one went. But I forgot the point that I was trying to make earlier about going to the.
You're going to take a picture.
Oh, yeah. I went to the Galleria. Several dudes walking around with fanny packs. Several.
So this is coming back.
Yeah,
that's
it
the
is.
Thing
it
for
is
sure.
Definitely coming back.
Yeah. My buddy Jordan has got one too. It's legit.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're
will you be having
the
one?
Days of you making fun of us over, pal. Because you know why? We're cool.
But the fanny packs
these
now
guys,
are evolved.
Right
they
here,
look way cooler now.
The elders table, cool.
We are cool.
Kids can suck it. You're the kids. Suck it, idiot.
You may look tan, but that's not going to save you from being anywhere, not even close to the cool table.
That's right.
Cool table's
you're
in here.
You're never right. Going to be in the seat at the cool table.
Okay. Okay.
You sound heartbroken by that.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to get you to.
Did y'all
go
do
to break.
That? Did y'all do that? By the way, your families went at holidays. Was there always like the adult table?
Yep.
And then a kids table.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. They still do that.
And I'm 44. Kids table
I sit at the kids table. I'm 44. Like, why do I have? I'm like Billy Madison. Well, like snot nosed family kids. Why? I'm 44. Let me at the big boy table, please.
Is it one of those like card tables?
Yep.
Folding table.
Wobbly. Yep. And I got this paper plate that's about to spill in my lap. Yep.
Beans with the juice.
No, I don't do the beans.
No?
No.
No barbecue usually, beans?
No. I'm wow. not a big.
Mm-mm. Okay. Just checking. All right. Hey, I do want to tell you right now about the good people at Fitz Roofing. It's the 1 year anniversary of Hurricane Harvey. It's crazy that it's been a year. It seems like it's been just a couple of months ago. But the bottom line is people are still trying to dig out. And they're trying to repair their houses, and part of that is getting a new roof. And unfortunately, there's a lot of storm chasers, deposit thieves, and sketchy roofers traveling around town trying to get your money up front and then taking off before they do the work or doing shoddy work. And you're going to need extra help with that. And you go back and you try and get them to do it, and they're already gone. That's not the case if you use Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing is a locally owned and operated company, and they're here and dedicated to the Houston community. They use high-quality shingles like CertainTeed. They're also a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company. And
All you need to know is only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet that criteria to get that status, and they have it, and they're here to help. That's the most important thing. Their base warranties are longer than your average roofer, so therefore, they're going to guarantee their work. It's going to last a long time. If it doesn't, they'll come out and fix it, and they're going to be here locally where they're not going anywhere, and you can always reach out to them, and they'll be there to help. Not only do they do an outstanding job on the roof, but they care about the community. They give 10% of all their profits back to a nonprofit they created called Fits for Families. Essentially, what it does is it gets a roof over the head of people that need it if it's leaking or it's destroyed. And the families that don't have the money to pay for it get to get that roof anyway, thanks to Fits for Families. They have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisor, and they will come out and check out your roof for free with no obligation. All you have to do is get in contact with them. You can call 832-521-3001, 832-521-3001, or just log on to fitsroofing.com. That's F-I-T-Z roofing.com. Either way, reach out to them. They'll come to you. No obligation. Inspection, tell you what you need to do, and they'll walk you through the entire process. It's Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half hour of the show. It's Barry, Nick, Joel, and Trey.
Producer Trey.
Hot.
Producer Trey. Good job, bud. You guys can't even tell because he's that smooth, but he brought you back in. He did all the work. Nick's in there now just Cadillacing because Trey is on his way to producer stardom.
Thank you for the patronage.
You're welcome.
Thank you for paying attention.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
It's weird to have a producer paying attention on this show.
Well, Nick is much better than I am at producing things.
Oh.
Like a suntan?
At producing
things?
Like
he produced the suntan this weekend?
Yeah, or camping trips or open mouth dog kisses.
Oh, see? Now, why are you taking a shot at him when he's training you how to take his job?
I'm just trying to fit in.
No, that was horrible. Sorry, you can't. You can't mess with the guy that's... He's nice enough to do this, by the way. He didn't have to let you come in here and shadow him. And now you're taking shots at him.
You're right. It's just...
So apologize to him.
I'm sorry, Nick.
There you go. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
Have you never heard Don't Bite the Hand That Feeds You?
I think that's a Nine Inch Nails song.
No. Okay, don't start. Is it Chest of Drawers or Chester Drawers?
It's Chester Drawers.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Someone also said
nice kiss up.
Someone also said it's nip it in the butt or nip it in the bud.
That's a big one.
Nip it in the bud?
It's supposed to be nip it in the bud, but most people think it's nip it in the butt.
Are you a nip it in the butt guy?
I learned that about 8 to 10 years ago as yep. well. I'm not even going to lie. It's more embarrassing when you learn it at school. I wrote it in
It's more embarrassing
script.
When you're an adult and you say it and someone goes, what the hell did you just say?
You're a grown-ass man.
I said mute point. Nope.
Yeah.
And you're like, I blame my mom and dad.
Do we have that audio here?
What?
When you said mute point?
No, it was off air, I think.
Oh, okay.
Do we have Chipotle-nanny though, right?
Yeah, we have plenty of those.
My wife, even the other day, I was like, are we going to go get Chipotle? Or how did I say it? Chipotle? No, Chipotle.
Chipotle-nanny.
No, I said Chipotle.
Okay.
And she goes, get what? I was like, don't you start with me, damn it, okay? I get enough of this at work. You know I don't say it right, and I can't say it right. So don't start with me.
That's funny.
Lots of Chester Drawers text that I've just deleted. You all can suck it.
We're starting early today.
This is Robert and Tomball. He said, I still call it a Chester Drawers. Also, how old were you when you realized it's a fly swatter and not a flice water?
Like, I didn't have that one either.
F-L-I-C-E-W-A-T-E-R. No, I always called it a fly swatter. I never.
I did too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's and not.
Not that was sorry, Robert and Tomball, but you're dumb. Everybody knew that one.
Wow, you are salty today.
I'm not salty. I'm in a good mood.
That's good.
I'm in a fantastic mood.
Okay.
And why not? The Texans looked good.
Did they? I was just happy that the Rams were playing a lot of their players.
The defense looked good. Of course, it looked good against the second string Rams offense, but they did what they were supposed to do. They were pretty dominant.
I watched JJ get involved on the very first play and go, okay, take the hit. Okay, get out. A little contact, get out. You're good.
Same thing when Ndamukong Suh pushed Deshaun Watson down on the interception. I was like, all right, that's enough of that.
Yep.
Damn it, because I don't need Joel to be right again. Well, get his ass out.
And then I'm watching the stellar play of the backup quarterback that everybody thinks is the answer to any problems they may have come regular season.
That interception.
Awful on that interception.
How about you
throwing it in traffic? Go, what are you doing?
Good Lord. Try to look off the safety or something. My God.
Like, what are you doing? Now, can I ask you this real quick, too?
Okay.
I understand keeping Lamar Miller healthy, but we talked about this before when camp was just opening up. The depth at running back.
Yeah.
Because Foreman's not obviously ready.
Right.
Are you good with Blue? Because to me, I'm looking at it going, they could use one more running back that has a little burst left that might be able to do some things.
Blue's one of those guys where you're like, is this his Tony Kemp year?
Could it be his Tony?
I mean,
they hope so.
Is it? He's 27, peak physical condition. Is this his Tony Kemp year? Because he's kind of been Tony Kemp though, right? This will be his fifth year with the team. And Tony Kemp, the first couple, 3-4 years, he was with the Astros. He didn't do much. But now he's turned it on and maybe. But, I mean, he's probably going to average 3.5 yards a carry. You know what you're getting with the guy.
Here's my thing.
I feel like as a backup, he's good in short spurts just to give somebody a rest, whether it's Miller or somebody else, Foreman. I think he's fine being your third running back. Your second or first, a little bit different story.
Yeah, I mean, look, I hope this week, because we know that no one's going to play, right. And anybody, like we said last week, anybody gets fired up about the Cowboys in the preseason and in the fourth week.
I better not hear one
Trey,
call.
You better not, because no one gives a rat's ass about the Cowboys rivalry, and I think the bigger thing is exactly what we're talking about. I think this is the week they kick the tires, look around the waiver wire, see what teams are going to do, and then see if maybe they can find a running back. They're also contemplating Braxton Miller and others in terms of what their receiving corps are going to look like. Corps? Okay, see, there's another one.
See? The corpse is a dead body.
Dead body, yeah. Okay. Well, some of them play like a dead They're a dead
True.
Body, too.
Some of them.
So maybe they look at the receiver position, too. Maybe they look to bolster the offensive line. But I hope they do something this week because, to me, I'm still a little leery of the depth at running back. I'd like to solidify the receivers a little bit more. And that backup quarterback position doesn't have me sold on Brandon Whedon. I'm just letting you know.
But up until this game, he had looked pretty good.
Yep, against the most vanilla offenses. I mean, defenses, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
at least he's mobile. He's athletic, right, AJ? He's an athletic quarterback.
I don't know. I think as far as backups go, you could do worse than Brandon Whedon. I think he's a serviceable spot fill-in. Uh-oh, Deshaun Watson may have tweaked something. He's got to come off the field for a couple snaps kind of guy.
As opposed to, Deshaun Watson's done for the year kind of guy.
Well, it's hard to find those.
Okay. Well, let me know what you guys think. We're here for you. We want to hear what you think. What are you worried about with the Texans? Are you good? Where do you think they're going to finish? What do you think they got going for them? I wrote an article last night on SportsMap. Check that out as well. It's all questions for you guys. Please be realistic. Answer them with your head, not your heart. And see where you think this team ends up at the end of the year as we continue to roll forward. We got Texans still to talk about. We got the Astros with a 5-game winning streak. How about that?
Hey, also, real quick, just a shout-out to Mark Villalobos and his buddy Adam. He got Adam listening for the first time today at work.
Appreciate you,
Adam. Thanks for being out there, bud.
Welcome aboard, Adam. You will soon attain your status as being a usual suspect.
As long as you don't be stupid. Don't be a jerk, Adam. That's all we ask.
That's Barry. I'm Joel. Nick's in there, too. We'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're back on The Usual Suspects. Trey has taken all subtleties out of the producer role as we come back from break, because Nick has the deep pipes anyway, but Nick will subtly go, hot, and you're back. So you know that, you know, you can join at any time. Trey comes back and just goes, hot! I'm like, okay, I guess our mics are ready to go.
All right, couple more texts. So it's starting to take off, the whole chest of drawers thing that I brought up. Somebody said, the last one I learned was coming down the pike versus coming down the pipe. That's, he had, Justin had no idea.
Pike is correct,
yes,
right?
Pipe is wrong. Yeah. And I'm the same way, though.
Coming down the pipe.
That's, gotta,
you better be
dumped.
Prepared.
That's
all I'm saying.
My brother-in-law thought it was upmost, not utmost.
Oh, no.
Nick, were you an upmost or utmost?
Upmost, right?
With a P?
Yeah.
No.
Wrong?
Utmost. U-T-M-O-S-T.
Dang, I don't even want to play this game no more.
It's of the utmost importance, not upmost importance. Robert and Tomball said, look, maybe it was just a Kentucky thing. Also, maybe I was just taking things for granted.
Oh, no, no. I didn't. I've never confused
like the
that.
Rock.
Right. It's like solid as a rock right there.
That's pretty funny. Everyone thought it was FEF Friday forever.
Very valid point.
Yeah. That's also another one that people messed up. I never did. I knew exactly.
Hashtag thanks, Joel. Let's go back to that one.
Yeah, that was a thing for a bit. Barry, what was the app that you, the draft app that you suggested we use? It's called Draft Dominator by footballguys.com. And our Sigmund Bloom, who joins us every Thursday, will be joining us this Thursday. And the guys at footballguys.com have a great draft app for you to use. So make sure you check it out. Johnny Slick here. Love the show. Favorite people. Cool. Thank
love
you, Johnny.
That.
Appreciate you, man.
Got to give you guys a little bit of a heads up, too. Tomorrow's a remote. We're at Aunt Pookie's Barbecue, which is on Beltway 8. As you're coming from the north side, it's on the Beltway right by Baseball USA. Coming from the south side, you exit right by Baseball USA after you cross over I-10, and Aunt Pookie's Barbecue is where we will be tomorrow.
So, man, interesting question.
Okay.
In regards to the backup QB situation, if Robert Griffin III became available, do you guys think he would be a good option for the Texans?
You know what? He didn't look bad
when
I watched
him play. Don't be racist on this, Joel.
No, exactly. I think he's I would think he's an athletic quarterback. I watched him early on in the preseason, and I know that they've got a really good situation on their hands because Lamar Jackson has looked great, and of course Flacco is the incumbent. If they would put him on waivers, I mean, he's got Texas ties, and I think he can still play a little bit from what I've seen. And again, like you said, Barry, if you only need him in spot duty, God forbid anything happens to Watson, I think he's a guy that's more athletic and runs the offense the way Deshaun Watson would run it, as opposed to a statue in the backfield, as we have seen with Whedon. So I would look at him.
I mean, you worry, obviously, if you've already, you know, you worry that he's injury prone.
True.
The rust, like you said, he's looked okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how many interceptions has he thrown this preseason?
I don't know.
He didn't have one in this most recent game.
And he didn't have one in week one that I saw. So I don't know how many he had, but he looked like, to me, he looked more in control than I've seen him in the past when teams have looked at him and when he was struggling to find a job. So that's why I would be open to at least looking at him.
I wouldn't poo-poo it. I wouldn't be like, nope, immediately. I mean, I guess your first thought is, but boy, there's a name out there that no one wants to talk
about.
Absolutely,
and it's come up again this weekend.
There's a name out there that if you needed a backup, I would take him over Brandon Weeden and Robert Griffin III.
And you know you're going to hear about the fact that he said he doesn't want to be a backup. Look, at this point,
yeah. Well, I'll take what
now
you
you're talking
get.
About a guy, too, that you've said, in the case of others, been out of football for a few years. But you know what? Who cares? If he can play, he can play. And if he can pick up the system, he knows the system, he can play the system. But again, assuming Watson's going to be just fine and he looks just fine and for all intents and purposes, he's going to be just fine, you've got plenty of time to get him ready.
There's one right there.
What'd I say?
For all intents and purposes?
I said intensive purposes.
Yeah, it's all intents and purpose.
I don't believe it is.
Is it intensive?
I thought it was intensive too.
Yeah.
Is it?
Boy, I hope you're wrong. I certainly hope you're
it's
wrong,
intent.
Sir.
It's intent. It's in the intent and the purpose for all intents.
Did you look that up?
Yeah, for all intents. It's
no,
for
it's
all
intensive purposes.
Nick and I are good with intensive purposes. It's intensive, those purposes.
Nice
it's,
try,
it's
though.
It's intense when you need somebody.
You got me on three of them, so it's all right.
No. I'm looking at it.
I've learned utmost and utmost. I've learned about that.
Yes. Here's what it says on the Grammarist. For all intents and purposes is the usual form of the phrase meaning in every practical sense. For all intensive purposes is a fairly common, it says egg corn, derived from the original phase. A phrase. It's often heard in speech, but it's rare in published writing because it generally doesn't pass through the editorial process.
Guess what? It was in speech, and it passes. I'm good with it. Austin wants to get in here on the Texans preseason. Austin, what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I was watching the Texans the other night, and I just wanted to say, like, the punter was horrible.
Shane Leckler or who?
Turn your radio down. What, Austin, is your radio on? Are you trying to listen to yourself on the radio?
No. My radio's off.
Which punter, brother? Which punter looked awful? Leckler is the guy that's been there for a few years.
Yeah. I forgot which one was kicking. He couldn't make a punt for nothing.
It's hard to get that thing through the uprights.
Okay, this is weird. Let's just get rid of this. I don't know what the hell is going on.
I had already potted him down. It was
just
awkward.
That was just what just happened?
Barry, quit taking calls in the first segment.
What on earth just happened?
That wasn't your fault.
Our first Texans call of the year, and it's the weirdest punter, I don't know what just happened.
Yeah, he just couldn't make a punt. What?
What just happened?
That's why I said he couldn't get it through the uprights. I don't know what you're saying. And then which punter? Yeah, that guy. Yep, him. Okay. Austin, thanks very much. Tyler wants to get in here. Let's try it more on sayings and misunderstandings. This may go better. Tyler, let's hope so.
Okay, so Barry, you're right. It is for all intents and purposes.
Hang up on him,
not intensive purposes. Also, this isn't necessarily a saying, but people incorrectly say this all the time. It's you're saying I should have done something. People say I should have done whatever they're talking about. They misuse the word of when they should be saying have, and it drives me nuts.
Taylor, what grade do you teach?
Tyler.
I'm sorry, Taylor.
Taylor. Same thing.
Tyler. He was implying that you're a school teacher, Tyler. But I do have to confess, I say should have all the time. All the time.
Ugh. It should have.
He just ughed me.
He did.
You should have gone to school more.
All right, hang up on this idiot. I don't need that.
No, and he could have come with a Barryism after that. You shut your mouth.
Yeah, you shut your damn mouth, Tyler. Yeah, I'm a should have guy. I'm bad about should have.
I think I am too.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of saying it, but I know it's wrong. But I sometimes can't help it.
I don't even think about it. It's just should have. I don't know. I don't ever think about should have. No.
That sounds too robotic.
That's right. I'm with you.
All right. 1 hour in the books, 2 hours still to go to the big show. Don't go anywhere because we got plenty more to get to. HRP listener line filling up. But hey, we got space for you. 713-780-3776. Call, text. Also, you can hit us up on Twitter. Do want to tell you about the good folks at Gallery Furniture. They have three locations to better serve you now. Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the mainstay I-45 North exit, Tidwell Parker both ways. And of course, the Galleria location right across from Dillard's on Post Oak. Regardless of which of the three locations you choose, you're always going to get the same great customer service. Everything that they say is exactly what they're going to do, which means you're going to get solid wood. quality, long-lasting furniture from brands like Stickley. It could be leather. It could be upholstered. All the furniture that they have is really quality pieces that are going to last, that you're going to love to have in your house. And if you see it in the showroom floor, you're going to get it that same day. They have a rule. You buy today, you get it tonight. Within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time, you will have the delivery people at your door to deliver your furniture. And while they're there, they'll take away what you don't want. They'll rearrange what you want in other rooms. They'll do lots of things if you ask them to, because they want to make sure that you're happy with Gallery Furniture. So anytime and every time you need furniture, you think of Mattress Mack and you think of Gallery Furniture. And everything that Mack says on his commercials is also true. That means that there are no back order slips. When you purchase, you're not going to be told, yeah, your furniture will be there in a couple months when we get some more in. We're checking our warehouse to see what we have in the inventory. No, you buy it. And you get it. And that's the way it goes. And of course, the mainstay that Mac always says is exactly how they do their business on a daily basis. Gallery really will save you money.
We ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.